Hello, Andy.
Hey, is Andy in?
He can.
Hey, Andy, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, I understand you're probably busy, so I won't take up much of your time. But I just wanted to follow up on an offer that we had mailed out to your business about two weeks ago, it looks like. And it was actually an offer based on some previous financing that you had done with First Federal. Does that ring a bell?
First Federal, no.
That was quite a few years ago now. It looks like it was in 2009. So, have you guys moved on to somebody else for financing?
Well, yeah, okay. That was I think I do recall now. I don't remember it being First Federal. I had Ray Booth and financed that.
Oh, okay. So awesome. How's business going for you guys right now?
Yeah, it's right back where it should be.
That's good. Good to hear. You can't complain too much when business is going well then. So are you guys have any plans coming up around the shop, maybe bringing out some new equipment or maybe looking to expand or anything along those lines?
Well, I am expanding another outbuilding, but I'm paying for it as I go, you know, so.
Of course. Yeah, that could be a little tough. So, like I said, your business had been pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like that's about the pre-approval is up to $250,000. So that's what the offer was summarizing, and I kind of just wanted to circle back around and see what you had going on. So maybe some capital might work well for helping you with that new building.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not too sure.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, any money you borrow, you got to pay it back. So if you just, fuck it up and pay for it, well, not pay anybody back.
Of course, I understand that, but, you know, we do have some pretty good incentives, you know, that we offer here, and usually we can help you get, you know, some money quickly. It's a really quick process, and, you know, it doesn't take too much time to fill out the paperwork either. That's kind of what we have working for us, and, you know, is there, you know, would this shop going to bring you a pretty good return on its investment?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the interest, what is your interest rate?
Well, we actually have a couple different programs. The equipment financing is, you know, like a regular car loan kind of. It's set up on a 2 to 5 year term with basically monthly payments. And usually the rates start in single digits. But then for working capital, it's a newer program. But it actually allows you to access more cash than your typical lines of credit. But we base it off of sales. So, like, if the shop's doing well, that's, you know, we're able to usually free up, you know, around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And that's actually unsecured, so we won't be taking anything in collateral, so, which is pretty, you know, good.
Yeah,
And it sounds like you might be interested in capital, right?
Well, I mean, the only thing that would be of any advantage if it was, if it was a better percentage or whatnot is, I have a compact tractor that I've had financed now for, I think, just over a year.
Okay.
And it'll be a year coming up, actually, in October. And, if I was to pay that off, it was to save me a little bit, but, and just play the game that way, but that's about it.
Yes.
I think I'm only on a 3% interest rate on that, so, I mean, if you couldn't match that, I don't know.
Well, we actually do have a match or beat policy here, so, you know, that's something that could possibly be done. So, with that, you know, how much money do you think you might need if you were to do something like this?
I mean, I was a $30,000 machine. I put a hefty down payment, and I think I'm only like $9,000 left on this machine. So,
okay.
I mean, it's hardly even worth messing around with, but it's
yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. So, are your sales, doing pretty good this year? Are they basically up from
Well,
last year?
they it started. I mean, actually, things were. I don't. I think things are down from what the years passed because our winter was so mild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't really. Sales aren't. The numbers aren't as good. I mean, and actually, in the middle part of May to the first part of June, I mean, it was pretty flat in general. Now, but right now, everything seems to be steady again. So hopefully, it stays
Okay.
that way right straight through. And it does. Usually in the fall of the year, things pick up even a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that completely. Which is good for you. So, maybe like I said, if we were able to get you some capital, it might be able to help you get back on, well, you're on track right now, but it might be able to help you get that existing equipment paid off and also get you into your new shop and up and going pretty quickly, which, might start making you money soon. And with our working capital programs, they are shorter term. So, yeah, that might actually work pretty well for you. What are you thinking about that?
Well, I don't know. Like I say, I mean, I've just been plugging away. Really thinking about borrowing any money unless, unless it's a really good rate.
Of course, and that's what we are here to do is give you the absolute best rate that you can possibly qualify for, and we would love to learn your business and help you out. Like you said, you have a couple different things. If you were to, so who do you usually lean on for financing? If you do, like a local bank, or how's that work out for you?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing I got financed right now.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
through I bought it from a John Deere dealer, so I went right through John Deere Financial.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that worked out for you pretty well, and you got a good interest rate on it, so you can't complain too much. But yeah, like I said, it seems like maybe something you could do or be interested in. It seems like it could help you out, bring in, some capital for you, and it might have a good, return if you get everything going quicker than you're able to right now with a little bit of help.
Yeah, process just filling out some paperwork.
Yeah, we'll see. That's one thing about us that works really well is it's a super simple process. The application is actually only one page, and we get approvals back from that app within 24 hours. And if you like the terms and you like the interest rates, that's we can usually get you funded in like a complete of 48 hours. And these loans would go on your business credit, and like I said, they are unsecured, so you won't have to put any collateral up, which is really appealing to most. And also, there say your business gets on its feet, your new shop gets going, you're making good money there, we do offer discounts for early paybacks, so which most banks don't usually do that. They usually charge you for if you end early.
No, actually, the other company did that for me too because I opted to pay off. It was only maybe 2 or 3 grand, and but I just wanted to get out of the payment, so they gave me an early payoff amount, and I did that.
Oh, well, yeah, that's great. Great to hear. So, what about if I sent over, an email with my information and, a summary of the offer and maybe the application and a short list of the things we might need, and you can take a look at it and you can have it in your back pocket if you need it. Like I said, if something were to come up or you decide you need to do this, it's a super quick process. So it's not like it would take you much time, and it would be really a little heartache. And your return on investment seems pretty good if you get this new shop up and going.
Well, I mean, the shop, this is just an outside storage, to house that tractor,
Oh, okay.
which is an investment. So, I mean, it's not that I need the workspace,
Of course, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, do you think maybe I could get your email address?
Yeah, you can send the information over, and I'll take a look at it. But like I say, I'm not absolutely looking for money today,
Oh,
so.
no, I understand that. It's just, kind of nice to, you know, if you needed me, you'd have my information right there, and it doesn't take too long. So I, you know, kind of just like you to have that just in case. Always keep it in your back pocket if something does pop up, or, you know, whatever the case might be.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. It's Andy's Recon. AndysRecon.
Okay.
At Yahoo.
At Yahoo.
Yep.
All righty, Andy. You know, well, I it was great talking to you today. You know, I'm glad everything is going well for you and you're picking up from the beginning of the year. I hope you the best. And, you know, if you ever need me, I would love to be of assistance and earn your business, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call.
Of course. You have a wonderful day and have a nice weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.